Thousands of people from different political parties, armed groups, and independent unions began their protests on the streets of Khartoum Saturday, chanting "One People, One Army." Some protesters are accusing certain political parties within the Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC coalition, of excluding them from the country's political process. The protesters have set up tents in front of the presidential palace and say they will not leave until their demands are met. Protester Omar Yusuf says government decisions are made by a small number of political parties who are members of the FFC coalition.
Change this cabinet by the new cabinet from the, not, you know, from the parties. You know, we need the professional, you know, from the common people. Just we need the professional one. As you see here, that government, you know, they announced minister for the infrastructure, something like, they have no experience. All the infrastructures are damaged, and the rest of infrastructure will damage sooner.
He's speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Muhyiddin Adam Juma, a member of the Sudan Liberation Movement faction led by Minni Arko Minawi, says even though some leaders of the armed groups hold positions in the transitional government, they still feel excluded from the decision-making process.
Few political forces want to drive the policy of this country by the same policies of the previous administration. And these policies will never take us anywhere. Instead, the country will not develop. People will be starving more, and they will be never provide the necessities for living.
Another protester, Ibrahim Ishaq Yusuf, a resident of Mayo in Khartoum South, says Hamdok should appoint technocrats to all positions so that the political parties can focus on preparing for general elections, which are scheduled to take place at the end of the transitional period.
We have seen the situation is deteriorating every day. People are unable to find bread, and life has become hard for everyone in this country. The government has been dominated by all the four political parties, and they are unable to do something to change the situation. This is what made us come on the street, because Sudan is going through a dangerous curve.
Protester Tasnim Hussein, who hails from the Darfur region, accuses the Forces for Freedom and Change of dominating the political scene and sidelining the real revolutionaries.
We need the political coalition to be expanded to include all the political parties.
Addressing the nation in a televised speech on Friday evening, Sudanese Prime Minister Hamdok reiterated the government's commitment to dialogue with all groups to seek a final solution to any political disputes. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.